Well, we're going to move on to the next story. In the U.S. prison of Guantanamo, despite various calls for a halt to humiliating and degrading treatment of inmates, such acts continue. In the latest development, U.S. appeals court judges are questioning the need for genital searches of prisoners before meeting their lawyers. At a hearing of a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, Judge Thomas Griffith said that checking the prisoner's private parts was both provocative and offensive. Griffith then cited the detainee's right to have easy access to their lawyers as a legal obligation of the court. Some of the prisoners have decided not to meet their lawyers because genital searches were required beforehand. Meanwhile, the U.S. Appeals Court is reviewing whether it is necessary to force-feed hunger-striking prisoners, an act which some people describe as torture. We're going to cross over to Ontario now. Joining us via Skype is human rights attorney Edward Corrigan to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Corrigan. Now, as harrowing as the behavior of U.S. guards has been with regard to these inmates, it seems that the U.S. government has done nothing but defend these policies. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, I think the policies are, in fact, indefensible. And in fact, an American judge, Judge Royce Lambert, agreed with the defendant's lawyers that these searches were religiously and culturally abhorrent, and he ruled against them. So actually it shows that the American court system does have independence and is making some good decisions, but the U.S. government has appealed the decision, and even some of the Court of Appeal judges have said that, quote unquote, that these searches are pretty provocative and offensive for detainees. So, you know, you're interfering with the right of counsel, and because of the religious and sort of nature and it's the objections to this type of search, when detainees refuse to meet with their lawyers, it's a very, very serious problem. And, you know, the right to counsel is guaranteed under American law and the American Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's also sort of the basis of our justice system. So when you have very intrusive searches that are culturally and religiously offensive, this is wrong. And, you know, these prisoners are in, you know, an isolated Guantanamo Bay facility. They've got no access to the outside. There's no drugs or contraband or anything else. I suspect that the U.S. government authorities are really concerned about they don't want written stories going out and being smuggled from the prisoners to their lawyers, which might make in the media about, you know, desecration of the Quran, you know, torture, other abuses. And the solution to that is don't do it. Don't abuse prisoners. Don't torture them. You know, treat them with dignity and respect that they are entitled to under law, even American law. And then they won't be concerned about it. But so it's absurd. I don't think it's nice or fair, but I think at least there's an argument to be made that when people are first entering the facility, that they would be, you know, detailed searches, right, and even searches of body cavities, but not when they're there. They've got no way to get access to information. And I see it really as an attempt to prevent information about abuses from coming to the outside.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we've run out of time. Human rights attorney Edward Corrigan there joining us from Ontario. Many thanks indeed, Mr. Corrigan, for your comments here on Press TV.